Sirach 101. A wise judge will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered. 102. As the judge of the people is himself, so are his officers. And what manner of man the ruler of the city is, such are all they that dwell therein. 103. An unwise king destroyeth his people, but through the prudence of them which are in authority, the city shall be inhabited. 104. The power of the earth is in the hand of the Lord, and in due time he will set over it one that is profitable. 105. In the hand of God is the prosperity of man, and upon the person of the scribe shall he lay his honor. 106. Bear not hatred to thy neighbor for every wrong, and do nothing at all by injurious practices. 107. Pride is hateful before God and man, and by both doth one commit iniquity. 108. Because of unrighteous dealings, injuries, and riches got by deceit, the kingdom is translated from one people to another. 109. Why is earth and ashes proud? There is not a more wicked thing than a covetous man, for such an one setteth his own soul to sale, because while he liveth he casteth away his bowels. 10:10. The physician cutteth off a long disease, and he that is today a king, tomorrow shall die. 10:11. For when a man is dead, he shall inherit creeping things, beasts, and worms. 10:12. The beginning of pride is when one departeth from God, and his heart is turned away from his Maker. 10:13. For pride is the beginning of sin, and he that hath it shall pour out abomination. And therefore the Lord brought upon them strange calamities, and overthrew them utterly. 10:14. The Lord hath cast down the thrones of proud princes, and set up the meek in their stead. 10:15. The Lord hath plucked up the roots of the proud nations, and planted the lowly in their place. 10:16. The Lord overthrew countries of the heathen, and destroyed them to the foundations of the earth. 10:17. He took some of them away, and destroyed them, and hath made their memorial to cease from the earth. 10:18. Pride was not made for men, nor furious anger for them that are born of a woman. 10:19. They that fear the Lord are a sure seed, and they that love him an honorable plant. They that regard not the law are a dishonorable seed. They that transgress the commandments are a deceivable seed. 10:20. Among brethren he that is chief is honorable. So are they that fear the Lord in his eyes. 10:21. The fear of the Lord goeth before the obtaining of authority, but runnings and pride is the losing thereof. 10:22. Whether he be rich, noble, or poor, their glory is the fear of the Lord. 10:23. It is not meet to despise the poor man that hath understanding, neither is it convenient to magnify a sinful man. 10:24. Great men and judges and potentates shall be honored, yet is there none of them greater than he that feareth the Lord. 10:25. Unto the servant that is wise shall they that are free do service, and he that hath knowledge will not grudge when he is reformed. 10:26. Be not overwise in doing thy business, and boast not thyself in the time of thy distress. 10:27. Better is he that laboreth and aboundeth in all things than he that boasteth himself and wanteth bread. 10:28. My son, glorify thy soul in meekness, and give it honor according to the dignity thereof. 10:29. Who will justify him that sinneth against his own soul? And who will honor him that dishonoreth his own life? 10:30. The poor man is honored for his skill, and the rich man is honored for his riches. 10:31. He that is honored in poverty, how much more in riches? And he that is dishonorable in riches, how much more in poverty?